Hey, podcasters, Claire, Matt and Kimber here from The Big Breakfast.
When did the kids embarrass you? Oh, I could tell you so many times.
Kimber's Netmix and chill.
Matt spins up a new suburb for hits from your hood.
And imagine finding out your neighbours had a sex dungeon for sale.
Why not? Ooh.
Wake up with The Big Breakfast. Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m. on Mix 94.5.
RAC know that maps, music or messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA.
Guys, last weekend I had my friends stay with me from Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
And my best friend along with her husband and their 2-year-old daughter Lillian. And it's the first time they've stayed with me. And I think that's quite a privilege, actually, when you can host friends, you know, because I feel like, oh, if you've left your Airbnb to come and stay at my place and have a more personal experience, I feel like that's quite an honour, right? So I was really thrilled to have them there. And it was great. I kiddie-proofed the house as best I could. I don't have kids, so, you know, I wasn't quite sure. Apparently, you just remove everything above the waist.
Pretty much.
Okay. You took away those signs that point to the electric sockets going, stick in here.
Put your tongue in here.
Yeah,
it was, I kiddie-proofed everything as much as I could. And I tried to supply kid-friendly activities.
Right.
A bit more than crayons and whatever.
Oh, so, you know the little screw and the little piece of material that you attach to the wall for those cabinets that you don't do when you don't have kids?
Oh, yes.
You have to do that before they come over, right?
It's a lot of work. Yeah. It is. But I got this clam pull that is normally for McGruff if he wants to do a bit of digging in sand and stuff,
sure.
You know? And so I got this clam pull out and I filled it with water and Lillian had a little play in the pool and she had the hose and she was loving it.
Sure.
And she's laying in the pool having a great time, doesn't want to get out. And then seconds later, she looks up at us and she's cute as a button and she looks us in the eye and she goes, ah, so relaxing.
Oh, really?
Right? And we were all going, oh, that's the cutest.
Mm.
And then a second later, a poo popped up to the top of the water.
Ah, she was that relaxed.
She was so relaxed. A poo floats to the surface.
There it is.
Then another, then another. Oh. We've basically got a clam pool filled with nuggets that are quickly separating.
Well, it's now called a poo pool, isn't it?
It's a poo pool.
And if you left them there long enough, they'd turn into oysters.
True.
pearls, I meant to say. God.
I laughed at the person.
You know, she's laying in a poo pool. So obviously we've grabbed her out. She doesn't want to get out of the poo pool.
No.
She's crying.
She's relaxed.
But get her out. And the worst part is that after I got her out, we couldn't lift the clam pool up because, you know, they're just cheap plastic and so it's too heavy filled with water.
So
we spent the next 20 minutes collecting the poo and the water in buckets and individually scooping it out and taking it over to the garden.
Good for the garden.
Yes, very good.
Well, really good for the garden, yeah. But, you know, I'm going, in terms of an Airbnb guest rating, not quite sure how to rate them on this. I mean, they pooed in the pool.
Yeah, true. You know?
Yeah.
Blame the parents.
But they were mortified. My friends were saying, we've stayed at 2 Airbnbs and she's been perfect and she's done nothing wrong. And we come to a friend's place and she poos in the pool.
Well, she's clearly going to be a rock star.
Yeah.
With that sort of behaviour.
They were so...
smeared on the walls.
Yeah.
They were so embarrassed. And I just thought, I would love to hear of a time where your kids have embarrassed you. Because there's got to be way worse things than just your kid pooing in the clam pool at your best mate's house.
I mean, they say things, don't they, to people that you might have said under your breath.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, mommy told me that you were a this or a that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
I brought in a list.
Oh, nice.
Look, kids are older now. I can say so many things, and I wouldn't be listening because I'd be a sleeper at work this morning, but so many things, you know, like, and quite often it's just something as simple as a tantrum and at Coles in the checkout.
Oh,
because you won't buy them that bounty bar. They've already had something sweet that morning. But I do remember one of the kids, I won't say which one, turning at the age of 4, I reckon, and going to, in the checkout. So many happen in the checkout. Parents will really get this. Hey, Dad, Daddy, that lady's really fat. But in a voice that was way too loud.
Right.
So the explanation comes, but it's quite often the person that they're talking about, and it might not have been that line, but a couple of times it was, and they will hear it, and quite often you'll get a smile back because if they're a parent, they sort of get it.
I understand.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're dying a million deaths.
Of course.
Not a thousand.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
My friends came to stay at my place last weekend and their 2-year-old pooed in the clam pool.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a nice relaxing day, pooed in the clam pool, and my friends were mortified. They were so embarrassed because we were cleaning out her poo with buckets by hand.
But your garden has blossomed since.
Yeah.
Have them back again.
The garden's looking great. But we want to know when the kids have embarrassed you. Gretchen in Baskerville, what did the kids do?
Okay, well, I do have kids of my own, but it wasn't actually them. It was my sister who embarrassed the whole family. We were in Japan on a family holiday. I was about 13. My sister was about 9. And we were on the Shinkansen Express, which is a bullet train in Japan. And it was that time of the morning where a lot of the businessmen were on their way to work. So they're all sitting there very quietly, like the train's silent, with their newspapers. And my sister's reading my daughter magazine, and all of a sudden she pipes up. She goes, "Mom, are you a virgin?"
Oh, dear.
The Dolly magazine gave her the impetus to ask your mum if she was a virgin.
Yes, that's right.
Was she?
Japanese people's newspapers, they're giggling up there with their laughter, but they're all too polite to laugh out loudly. Oh, my mum says, "Can we move carriages now?"
That's amazing.
Cute.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
A little immaculate conception, you reckon?
Absolutely. Let's go to Karen up Roman. Yeah. When did the kids embarrass you?
Last week, it was my wife actually was shopping with the kids at Coles, and they're at the checkout there putting the groceries out, and one of the kids says, "Oh, Mum, look at that lady's bum. It's massive." Ooh. And then the other one's does a little dance in the trolley. "I like to move it. At that moment, a bloke rolls up behind him and, Mum, look at that man's belly. It's huge. Oh, I can see his doodle wiggling," says the other one. Oh, and my wife was just mortified.
Oh, no. Also, you've got a comedy duo.
Yeah, hilarious.
They just roll off each other, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a pity that the Biggest Loser isn't still on. They'd be perfect on that. So, getting the motivated.
Well, I don't know about motivational.
Well, we'll have to get the kids in, mate, because I reckon, Blue Light Thursday next Thursday, we'll have to play Reel to Reel.
I like to move it.
Yeah, maybe.
You've inspired us. Thanks for
you, buddy.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber.
You know nothing, Jon Snow. You want to come over and chill?
Grab the popcorn and join us for Kimber's Net Mix and Chill.
Ooh.
Nice.
That sounds like the kind of person you want to net mix and chill with.
Not wrong.
Look, I'm just giving recommendations, basically, of any shows that you see on Netflix, Stan, Foxtel, that kind of thing. I watch a fair bit of television, Dean Clares tells me.
More than anyone I know, and I love it.
Try to give some recommendations. These are not going to be kind of 5 popcorns or 4 popcorns. I'm not rating them. I'm just sort of saying if you're sitting down and you don't know where to start, you're going to throw out a title every week or so, and then you might get an idea of something you might be interested in.
So not rating because it's subjective, right?
It is. It's subjective. It's just kind of like give it a go, and if you like it, cool. If you don't, it doesn't matter. No love lost.
Right.
So I'm going to go with a bit of a wacky, silly one to start. I'm starting with a show called Sick Note. And Sick Note's on Netflix. It's a British comedy starring Rupert Grint, who's best known for his role as Ron Weasley in the Harry Potter films.
Yep. Oh, yes.
And Rupert plays the role of Daniel, who is a lazy loser who is misdiagnosed with a fatal disease. And because people start treating him better, he pretends that he's still dying to take time off work, even though he gets a clean bill of health.
I was wrong. You don't have cancer.
You're as fit as a fisherman.
You must be so relieved.
It sounds awful, but having cancer all week has been so great. Job's safe, people keep giving me stuff. Becca's taking me back.
Okay, we're going to pretend I've got cancer, and then we're going to say that you cured me. Can we do it?
Daniel,
stop worrying. You're going to make yourself ill. For real.
Reminds me a bit of that Adam Sandler movie. Was it Funny People?
Yes.
Diagnosis.
Yes. Yeah. Look, I mean, I have to warn you, it's a dark comedy, clearly.
Yeah, of course,
with that topic. And I must say, I found it very funny, which in some ways surprised me because it's a little bit childish. There's some pretty immature scenes in there, some pretty immature comedy. And normally I'm less keen on that sense of humour.
Right.
But it really made me laugh and it was just too funny to stop watching.
We can dump his body on a quiet road and make it look like he's been run over. But instead of stopping, the driver has decided to simply drive away.
You mean a hit and run?
Yeah, I saw a villain do it once in an episode of Murder, She Wrote.
Did they get away with it?
Oh, no. No, they went to prison.
And it's got a really independent vibe to it. Mm. You know, it's pretty basic, but it's 6 to 8 easy episodes, 6 episodes in the first season, 8 in the second.
Right.
And 30 minutes, it's all they are.
Sounds good.
And it's got some insanity sprinkled through it. And it also stars Nick Frost. That's who was playing the Doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Nick Frost from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. Yeah. And also Lindsay Lohan is pretty good.
Look at you. A bunch of losers who couldn't sell health insurance even if your worthless lives depended on it. That was an impression of my dad. I was just trying to lighten the mood. Oh,
it's very good.
Thank you.
It's a throaty voice, isn't it?
It is.
What does she play in it? What sort of character?
Oh, she's kind of this boss figure who comes in and is pretty dominant, but she's very funny as well. Right. And so Sick Note, check it out. It's on Netflix. It's got 2 seasons ready to go for you. See what you think.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah, it does look like fun. Yeah. Hey, you know the one I recommended to you? I was so proud of myself, Matt. I recommended a show to Kimber recently.
Yeah.
Is that a chance of maybe getting on the segment in
it
a few weeks?
It will absolutely get on there because it's great.
I'm so proud.
It's
the person who watches more TV than anyone I know.
I just haven't finished it and I'm not going to recommend anything until I've finished it.
Oh, good idea.
But it's definitely getting a rating.
Beautiful.
To you.
So your new segment is called?
Netmix and Chill. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix
94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. And we're here today thanks to our friends from the RAC who are focusing on 2 words right now when you're driving. Look up.
Yeah, we're talking about being distracted while driving. I think modern cars are so comfortable and silent and have got so many great features that you can sort of forget that you're in control of a lethal weapon sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, there's some of those panels, the touchscreen panels. You can watch things and listen to whatever you want. And, you know, you got to remember that you are driving a car that is, you know, hurtling along and it's heavy and it can hurt people.
Yeah, so don't get distracted by your car. Look up.
Yeah. Does that include the bit of tomato falls out of my burger?
Yes, leave it. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber. Coburn, Cannington, Melfin, Girraween, Joondalup, Eastvic Park, the places between. Home was where the heart is and that's all good. Let me tell you all about it, Matt. Tits from your hood. Okay, number 2 for 2019. We've had Duncraig.
Yes.
That was fun.
Yeah, and your big fan, my doctor, Dr. B, he said, I haven't heard the Duncraig song yet. Well, I'm looking forward to going on the website and having a listen.
Oh, good on you, Dr. B.
Dr. B.
Yeah. If you are new to the show, Matt makes songs for our Perth suburbs. He's done 40. Have we decided it's 40?
It's somewhere between 40 and 50. Yeah, but as I said, it keeps no one's given me a definitive number.
It's a lot, though.
It's a lot.
And we need to spin the wheel and find out. We've got a suburban wheel here filled with different suburbs of Perth, and we've got to pick where the next song's going to be.
It'd be like 25 or something, 30 suburbs.
Yeah, interesting suburb names on that one. I see. A couple of them.
Some a lot harder than others.
Well, what rhymes with that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you doing Mouche. That's going to be a big one.
Okay.
The Spectacles is a suburb?
It is. It is. I really want that one to come up, actually, just to test myself.
Make a spectacle yourself.
Shall I do it?
Let's see where we're going.
Put a bit of muscle into it and go. Spinning the wheel for Matt. It's from your hood.
It's getting
the wobbles.
It needs a bit of a service. That
actually,
wheel.
Wheel looks like a drunken pedestrian at the moment, but it's landed. Oh,
that's
stopped.
Okay.
Yeah, see the one on the right? It's more on that one than the left.
That's kind of weird. It's Subiaco.
Hey,
that's where we are.
That's where we are, and kind of strange, eerie in a way, because we had the Subiaco mayor sitting on that microphone, not 48 hours ago?
Yeah.
Penny Taylor.
Yeah,
Penny
talking Taylor. About the changes to the Pavilion Markets or the down here at Subi.
Oh my God, there's like energy.
Yeah, that's
there's an energy. There's a Subi energy.
I mean, what can we tell you about Subi? I mean, the Regal Theatre, of course, that's a big deal.
It is a big
Lots
deal.
Lots of great shows there.
I know one thing straight off the bat, right? Because there's an Italian town called Sabaccio. Sabaccio. Yeah, and that's where it's named from.
I think it was
well known as a Benedictine monk area.
Mm. There's a family up there. By Bukla Cafe that owned like that entire block up there, up the top of Rockaby Road. I think they owned all the
funny way to get suburbs when someone owns so much of the land.
Yeah.
In Corrine owns a lot of the land there. Now, what else about Subiaco, mate? I mean, it's a time of change for Subi, isn't it? It's so different not having the footy there after over 100 years.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about this before, certainly for a Beckenham boy. Subi, to me, when I was growing up, was like, ooh la la.
Very fancy.
True. You never went into Subiaco.
Oh, I mean, we still pay $16 for a roll here. You want to bring your lunch every day.
All right.
Can you put something in about the everyone missing the Witch's Cauldron, mate?
Well, that was my parents. If they did go on a special night out, they went to the Witch's Cauldron.
Yeah, right. Oh, didn't we have a politician run a car into a few things in Subi? Didn't that happen here?
Yeah, that might make a mention.
Princess Margaret Hospital, that's considered Subi, isn't it?
Yeah,
still up the top there.
Well, no longer.
It's gone as well.
Okay, there's a lot, but
big time of change.
Need some suggestions too, so do get onto Facebook, Subiaco, if you've got stories, if you live here, if you want to live here, if you want to crash into things.
Maybe we'll get Julie Bishop in to do some backup vocals. What do you reckon?
That'd be wonderful.
Hey, that would be bad.
That is spinning me out a bit.
Awesome.
Like, it's all things Subi at the moment.
Okay. All right, well then go to Mix94.5's Facebook page, give us recommendations if you live here or you know anything about Subi, and help Matt write the lyrics for his song.
Please.
Kimber, our job is to start thinking of some potential songs.
Yeah, okay. Matt,
yes, please.
Yeah, Subiaco.
Matt can have a laugh and then ignore us.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Another day brings more news with the occasional bizarre twist. She's a really good news reader, but here's what Jen King missed.
What did she miss?
Well, I know you guys love your property.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you love having a bit of a scan through and seeing the photos of places that are up for sale, whether you can afford them or not.
Ones we can't afford.
We can't afford them. Clezzy and I, we're real estate nerds.
Get great joy from it. And I get it. I do it too.
Yeah, it's fantasy world, yeah.
Particularly down south, you know, I look at some of these places.
Beautiful. Yep.
So there's a suburb in Philadelphia called Maple Glen. Very, very leafy.
It sounds beautiful.
Doesn't it sound gorgeous? Yeah. And there's a property that's come up for sale, $750,000.
Okay.
And, you know, it looks gorgeous. Three fireplaces, hardwood floors, a thoroughly modern kitchen, and a fully stocked sex dungeon.
Okay.
No one knew about this
bonus
until the photos have appeared on the real estate website.
Yeah.
And the people in the neighbourhood, they're not very happy.
Who are the people in your neighbourhood?
Oh, even he's laughing.
He is. Yeah. So the owner has been renting this out on Airbnb, getting $750 a night.
I bet.
Far out.
$750 a night.
It's hard to find a sex dungeon these days.
Fully stocked.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, yeah, there's empty sex dungeons everywhere. The terrific one in Lockridge that I used to go to. But
come with all the gear, did it?
Yeah, all the gear.
Cat
of nine tails and, you know, a drinks dispenser and all sorts of stuff. But that they're demanding that the realtor, is that the right word?
The realtor?
Take the photos down.
Oh, really?
Because they don't like it. And of course, the realtor's going, no, we've had like more hits from people looking at this house than any of our other properties.
This is an absolute bonus.
It's a bonus.
Yeah.
But also it's a thing now that the people who buy the house are automatically going to have this aspersion cast on them that they're spending all their nights in the sex dungeon.
Which probably are.
Well, maybe.
Oh, people will probably make it into a theatre and somebody will stock their wine, you know?
Yes, it's a third bedroom we were using. We just put the dildos over there and
it's a place to go.
Really nice.
It's dodgy. I reckon the neighbours are just jealous they were never invited
over for wine and dinner. Yeah. 2 million hits already.
That's
incredible.
It'll sell.
I'm going to go back and put a sex dungeon in my place in Balga that I was trying to sell.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's why I thought that, you know, we've got to try something a bit different.
Well, we know where the second drawer is already.
Yeah.
Maple Glen, I'm on my way.
All right. Did the renters get their bondage back?
Hey!
Sorry!
Oh, yes.
Sorry!
The people in your neighbourhood.
Hey.
The Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
Something's made us go a bit weird and it's something in the air.
Oh, because we've got to pass it on the way to work. There's a stench in Subiaco.
Yes.
It's kind of, it came, I was travelling down Harborne Street yesterday and I went, am I driving behind a truck with soil in the back? You know when that smell you get if you open a big bag of potting mix?
Okay.
And it goes up your nose and it's quite hard to breathe?
Yeah, try not to breathe that in, yeah.
That's kind of how Subiaco smells at the moment. And I thought maybe it was, you know, people mulching their gardens.
Or when people put the fresh poo on their gardens, you know, they've got that, you know, whatever it may be.
Yes, I noticed that the news is saying that it's a kind of rotten egg type smell.
Oh, sulfuric.
Really just saying, they want to say it's a bit farty, don't they?
Yeah, which is good when it's, you you know a smell is bad in a suburb when it makes it to the news. Like if it hasn't passed in half a day and you're still talking about it. And I'm like, this morning I drove to work and I went, why does it still stink?
Yep.
Like surely if it's one garden, how come I can still smell it at the other end of Harborne Street?
Okay.
Turns out it's the lake.
Is it?
Okay.
It's Lake Munger.
Lake Munger.
Lake Munger's letting out some putrid smells. Yeah, they said that basically, so if you can smell it, they said that there's a few places that it's getting around, but it's about the algae breaking down in hot weather.
Yes, and the temperature inversion locking that smell in.
Thank you, Professor, the energy spent.
No, my absolute pleasure. Beautiful. But they're saying that people are smelling it in Osborne Park, obviously, Naranda and Bayswater.
Okay.
Well, you'd feel a bit ripped off if you're in Bayswater, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah.
I mean, why are we getting like Munger stink?
I guess they must be getting it from their own water source. Yeah, right?
Okay, well, I turned off Beach Road into Oakley this morning in Corrine, and I smelt it there, and I went, what the hell's that? And it was, it was like egg smell, egg farts. Right? And I'm driving down, and I go, that'd be the Corrine Open Space Lake.
Yeah.
So it's happening in, it must be the time of year.
Isn't it funny though? I smell it once for 2 days and I go, oh, that stinks. And I think, well, what about all the people who live along like the freeway on the south side where it smells like rotting jellyfish most days in the summer?
But apparently it's very natural for that to happen, for the algal bloom to break down. You want it to break down.
Yeah.
You don't want it to stay there.
When it smells like sulfur at home on the couch, I say to Laurie, look, it's just natural.
It's like, sorry, love Lake Munger.
So natural.
The Big Breakfast with Clazy, Matt and Kimber.
This is a big event coming up and we're going to be partaking again. Of course, the HBF Run for a Reason.
Ah, yes.
Although we amble the Run for a Reason, don't we?
Yes, I'm not quite in training yet.
Get through the 4Ks. It's on May 19 and someone who's doing it again, and she's done it many years over the years. She's got 11 kids, 34 grandkids, a calf injury, and is going to do the HBF Run for a Reason one more time at least. Therese, welcome and good to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Therese, there is no stopping you. 10 years going strong and you're trying to get all your grandchildren involved as well.
Yes, on the odd occasion, the last few years, I've had different grandchildren walking with me in groups. So this year I'm trying to get the children to walk with me in groups. They've all done it. They run. I don't run. I walk.
Yeah. Okay.
So I've been doing the long walk. It started off at 14 kilometres when they first initially started it. Now it's 12, but last year I did the 4.
Mm-hmm.
At the end I run.
Oh, okay.
For the excitement.
You cross
You've got
the
to
line.
Run at the end.
A little bit of glory.
Through the finishing line.
Yeah, you have to run through that.
Like an Olympian.
I've never thought of that. That's a perfect idea. Like, so it looks like I'm like getting my sweat up, I've run the thing.
Well, it's for the cameras.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For the photo at the end, you've got to run through.
What a woman.
Well, we've been doing the 4K walk as well. It's, I'm a little bit ashamed to say that I think that's about as much as I can do.
Yeah, well, that's just as exciting. That the 12K walk is more exciting because you go through the tunnel. So that was the first.
True, yes.
Go through the tunnel, up over the freeway and down through the tunnel.
Through the poly. Yeah. I love that. Did I ever mention to you guys that I did this with Kimber once?
Oh,
and she was
still
hungover from a ball the night before and she kept doing up her shoelaces. It took 6 hours to do 4Ks.
But gee, I had glamorous hair that day. I was very glamorous on the track, let me tell you.
But not having Kimber with you, Therese, you've got something that's going to make it a little more difficult for you because you've got a bit of an injury, needs a bit of work.
Yes, but I'm sure it'll be fine by May.
That's in your calf, right?
It's nothing dramatic.
Well, that's what I said about Harley Bannell too, but it's kept him out for 3 years.
Oh, don't mention calves.
So, Therese, what gets you so involved in HBF Run for a Reason? Is there a charity that you're behind, or is it more you love the community spirit?
I love the community spirit, and the first one was a challenge for me because I'd never really done anything other than having children and looking after children, etc. So the first one was a challenge for me to do something, and then after that I look forward to it every year for the challenge and the excitement you get from doing it. Plus I raise funds for St Vincent de Paul. It's my favourite charity. And I guess just the end of it is very exciting and thinking, wow, I did it. And it's good for your health.
Because you're naturally a lazy bugger with 11 kids, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
And 34 grandchildren.
Yeah.
And 2 great-grandchildren.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
What a bunch of stats that is. That's incredible.
No, but that's the love of your life. So plus my husband.
Oh, lovely. And, of course, the thing of interest to me is that my mum is a similar age to you and she's not as active as you are. Not judging her or anything, but it's so important as one does age to keep moving, and this is a great opportunity to be part of a community event because sometimes it's hard to get motivated to keep moving, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. Yes, yes, definitely. And just the community events is wonderful. You just feel the excitement all around you. And different people that do it, that it's very hard for a lot of people to do it. So, yeah, it makes me feel good to be part of it. It's a happy event.
Yeah. So, Therese, you're 48 now. Do you reckon you'll still be doing this at 78?
Oh, thank you. I've got 34 grandchildren.
No, it's such a smoothie, I tell you.
I think I'll be doing it for as long as I can.
Good, good.
Yes, definitely. As long as I can walk, I'll be doing it.
Well, and, you know, we go there every year and we see people on crutches. Yes. We see people in wheelchairs. Everyone's out giving it a go. So it's your own personal challenge and you do it in your own time. And it's great to see as many people there as possible. So well done for getting involved.
Yeah, thank you.
Good on you, Therese. And all the best for the event. Of course, May 19 is the date for the HBF Run for a Reason. Regos are open. Matt, I know you're in training.
Oh, I feel ashamed of myself now.
You're not really doing much, are you?
No.
HBF Run, that's hbfrun.com.au for details, of course, in the 2019 event. And, of course, Mix 94.5 will have our whole team there.
This'll fill you up. Everything Perth for brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire-Z, Matt and Kimber.
Four.
Think quick. Win cash. This is Mix 94.5's Pressure Test.
Time to play. Time to apply some Friday pressure in Westminster. Annette, good morning.
Good morning.
Annette, we're going to give you a category and a time limit for the pressure test, and you just need to provide those correct answers, and for each one you'll get $10. But if you get all the ones we're after, $250 will go to your bank, okay?
Thank you. Okay, I'll do my best.
Yes, do your best. That's all we can do. We're going to put 10 seconds on the clock, Annette. So there's not much thinking time, just got to get straight into it, and your time will start once I've given you the category.
Good luck.
We need you to list seven dwarves of Snow White. Go.
Okay, Snowy, Sleepy, Snoozy, Happy, Grumpy,
Not too bad, though.
I like Snowy. Snowy's great.
Snowy sounds like the Australian dwarf.
That's the
only one saying Snowy.
I'm thinking of a niece who says Snow White and Snowy.
Oh,
so that's where the Snow White Snowy came in.
Snowy's the eighth dwarf who didn't colour his hair.
something like that. We'll stick to that one.
Now, I'm checking with the adjudicator. The adjudicator's saying four?
Yeah, I thought I counted four. Okay, good on you. For 10 seconds work.
Thank you. Have a great morning, guys.
Annette, you said you were going to give it your best. Well done.
Yeah, we had Dopey and Doc and Bashful in there
of course,
as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You've got it.
Annette's still on the line. Don't call her Dopey. Hey, Annette, have a great weekend.
You too.
Everything Perth. For brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Clancy, Matt and Kimber.
To catch Elton John on his Farewell Yellow Brick Road tour, play this.
I'm still standing.
Yeah. On Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast.
Time to play, and your last chance ever to see the legendary Sir Elton John in Perth with his wonderful band and a lot of the veterans with him, Nigel Olsen back on drums.
Yes.
Amongst the others, and I'll tell you what, we're giving away tickets to the very front rows for his farewell tour right now.
Did it sound like I knew who Nigel Olsen was then?
Totally.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, I trusted if Claire-Z said it's real.
That's not one of the questions.
This morning we have got tickets to give away in row 6, and Joe from Midland, they could be yours if you can answer all 5 of these Elton John questions. How are you feeling? Confident?
Nervous.
I was going to say there was a bit of a hesitation there, Joe.
All right.
You'll be right.
Well, Joe, we are going to ask the 5 questions relating to Elton John. You've got to answer correctly to keep playing. If you get one wrong, we're going to move to the next caller. But the last person standing on the line, if you answer question 5 right, you win the tickets. You ready to go?
Yes.
Okay, Joe.
Now I'm nervous.
Question 1 is a multiple choice question. When was the first time Elton John played in Perth? Was it A, 1965, B, 1975, or C, 1971?
We'll go 1975.
Going with 75. It is incorrect.
Sorry, Joe. Going to Gail in Burns Beach. Gail, the first time Elton John played in Perth, A, 1965, B, 1975, C, 1971.
1971.
Correctamundo.
Yeah. All right, Gail, question 2. Billy Who is the Broadway musical that Elton John composed the score for in 2008?
Billy Elliot.
Oh, another win. Well done.
Question three. What Elton John song features lyrics Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady, Seamstress for the Band?
Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady,
Seamstress for the Band. What song?
What song?
Need an answer, Gail.
Only a certain amount of time, Gail.
Sorry, Gail. You got to be
sorry.
Quick.
Sorry, Stuart's in Kelmscott. Stuart, Elton John song featuring lyrics Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady, Seamstress for the Band.
I've got the song going through my head, but I can't get it for us in time.
All right.
No.
Don't know it.
Sorry, buddy. Okay, Keith's in Broome listening to the app. Keith, g'day. Elton John song lyrics Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady, Seamstress for the Band. What song?
I don't know.
No!
Oh, let's keep rolling and 1-3-3-5-3. Going to run out of people playing.
Maggie's in Yanjibup. Maggie, Elton John, Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady, Seamstress for the Band. What song has those lyrics in it?
I've got no idea. I'm just
going to
go Rocket Man.
Oh,
I've got no idea.
No. Okay.
Oh, God. All right.
Giving Maggie the
where
rocket.
Where are we? Jackie's in South Fremantle. Jackie, what Elton John's song features the lyrics Blue Jean Baby, LA Lady, Seamstress for the Band?
I really don't know. Tiny Dancer?
Yes!
Are you serious?
Well done.
Blue Jean Baby.
Oh, what a beautiful
LA
guess.
LA Lady. Oh, okay, let's do this. Jackie,
apologies
question
for our singing.
Four. Which other music legend did Elton John team up with for a series of concerts called Face to Face?
Come on, Jackie.
Billy Joel.
Yes. 1998 here in Perth at City Oval.
Jackie, if you get this question correct, you're going to see the show in row six.
Jackie, question five.
Big moment.
Which English football club does Elton John support and once own?
Watford.
Jackie!
I'm Watford! Yeah. Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Row six.
Holy shit. Thank you.
Jackie, we thought those last two questions were much harder, and we thought everyone would get Tiny Dancer.
I am not.
I thought we might have been searching for Watford for about 10 people.
Yeah, right.
That was brilliant.
I tried yesterday and I blew it, and so I printed everything out and I studied it all night.
Oh, you've been swatting on Elton.
Jackie, well done. Jackie, you are going to see Elton John. You've got tickets to row six. What a way to start your weekend.
Thank you so much.
Oh, good on you, Jackie. Well done. Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy the show.
Fantastic. So what do I do now?
Well, you just continue to be excited and have a great weekend and we'll be in touch.
That's all right. I'll drop them into you, Jackie. Don't worry about it.
Stay on the line, Jackie. Our producers will help you out.
What do I do now?
This will fill you up. Everything Perth for Brekkie. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire, Matt and Kimber. The Juice.
Oh, 7:54.
There have been some unhappy fans since we got the first reveal of Will Smith playing the genie in the new Aladdin. And
okay.
They played it at the Grammys and this is all we got.
You really don't know who I am. Genie, wishes, lamp, none of that ringing a bell.
Yeah, that sounds like Will Smith.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah. And that first teaser, as I said, shown through the Grammys, and it seems people just can't accept anybody else in that role. Mm. After Robin Williams really made it his own.
You're a lot smaller than my last master. Either that or I'm getting bigger. Look at me from the side. Do I look different to you?
And Robin, in so many roles, they let him just go. Yes. Ad lib and just work it.
Yeah. And the new Aladdin is a live action reboot. So it's not animated. It is actually Will Smith and it's got that live action look to it.
Okay.
And Will has now responded to the criticism because people went pretty hard on him on a 2-second trailer picking on him. But he said, look, I saw how Robin Williams infused the character with a timeless version of himself. And so Will did the same with himself.
Sure.
Saying he needed it to be an homage to Robin Williams, but musically different and unique enough that it would be in a different lane rather than competing with it, which is a tough choice for an actor to make because he does have to bring something to it, but he doesn't want to recreate what Robin Williams did.
Sure.
And he can't, I guess.
And all their millions of dollars he got paid.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Aladdin will be in cinemas on May 23rd. Now, speaking of movies, there is a great film on its way, which when I mentioned it to Matt yesterday, Matt went, oh my God, I had a dream that this happened.
Yes.
He's had a dream that this took place. This is from the Academy Award-winning director Danny Boyle, who created Slumdog Millionaire, yep. Trainspotting, 28 Days Later, and Richard Curtis, the Oscar-nominated screenwriter of Four Weddings and a Funeral, Love Actually, Notting Hill. So good lineup.
Yep.
And it's about a story of Jack, who's a struggling singer-songwriter in a tiny English town. And there's a bit of a mysterious global blackout. And it turns out that everyone wakes up and doesn't know that the Beatles ever existed. The Beatles, the band, just never existed. So then Jack takes it upon himself to perform all of the Beatles' catalogue as if the songs are his own.
In yesterday.
When did you write that?
I didn't write it. Paul McCartney wrote it. The Beatles.
Who?
Word has gone out about a new pop phenomenon.
Is it just you writing the songs?
Yes.
But is it?
I don't know.
With the song, I do have a suggestion.
Hey, dude, are you sure?
Hey, dude.
He's right. That's better.
That little bit there was Ed Sheeran too. Yeah, Ed Sheeran plays his mentor. And he suggests that he changes it from Hey Jude to Hey Dude.
It's a great premise. The trailer is wonderful. And I did many, many times, and I'm sure lots of people did, I would daydream about if I went back in time and was able to like pretend that I'd written all those songs before. So people like John Lennon and Paul McCartney would still exist, but they'd be going, damn it.
I wish I'd written that one.
I think
we had the discussion yesterday. You could steal everyone. Ray Davies from the Kinks, all his songs, and be like the greatest ever.
Yeah, it could be really great. That is in cinemas June 27, so a little ways to go yet.
Okay.
And just quickly, guys, how do you think Kim Kardashian and Kanye West celebrate Valentine's Day?
Diamonds.
Rolling around in a bed full of money.
Yeah, money was spent.
Yep. Well, Kanye filled an empty room in their house with hundreds of individual roses standing in slender glass vases.
Yes.
While Kenny G, the saxophonist, gave the couple some sweet, sweet sax.
Like live?
Yes.
Oh,
that's him amongst the roses standing in an empty room. And Kim put it all over social media and said it was the most thoughtful gift ever.
When you say Kanye filled the room with roses, did he or his people do that?
Definitely his people.
His peeps, yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. And that's your daily juice.
RAC knows Maps Musical Messenger don't matter more than driving safely. Look up, WA. Mix 94.5's Big Breakfast with Claire Z, Matt and Kimber. Weekdays from 6 a.m.